Hello and welcome along to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. I'm your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
If you've been struggling with anxiety or know someone who has been, then this podcast is for you.
Today, we're going to be covering some more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.
Ready? Let's dive in.
Hey, today on the podcast, I'm going to be starting a series on how you can get superpowers through doing the work for your anxiety. And this is something I'm really excited talk about because it's something that I've been able to do, and so I'd really like for other people to be able to achieve this. But today, part one is about having shockingly high pain tolerance. So I want to give you a bit of a background on this because this is not something I've always had. I have not always had a shockingly high pain tolerance. Actually, when I was younger, I was almost pain-phobic and was very sensitive to pain. I struggled to get my hair brushed by my mum because of how much it hurt and how scared of that pain I was. And I remember having this thought that if the pain got too bad, that I just wouldn't be able to cope, that I would die from the pain. That was just how much pain was a fear thing for me. But I've been doing a lot of work over the last 10 years, and as part of that, it's been really interesting to see this shift. So before I had my baby, I was actually against anyone talking to me about the birth because I was scared because of my past and how I had experienced pain, that if I knew what happened during birth in detail, that I might not ever have children. And so when I did get pregnant, that was when I was like, okay, I need to bite the bullet and start looking into this. And one of the things I realized was that medication is not all it's cracked up to be. So you get those situations where you're hearing about birth and you're like, oh, but you could just have an epidural and then everything will be fine and you won't feel it. And basically you can have a birth without any of the discomfort. And it was really interesting when I actually digged into that deeper, when it was like, okay, what is an epidural? Oh, it's a giant needle into your spine. It's like, wow, okay. Well, that's not completely without discomfort, is it? And then it's like, okay, so there's the timing of when you have to do it and you have to wait a certain amount of time to get the epidural, and you'd have to be in the hospital, and I really wanted to be at home. So if I wanted an epidural, I'd actually have to go into the hospital. So there'd be the length of time it takes to get there, and then it'd be the wait time. And during that time, I'm experiencing the discomfort. And so I started to realize, okay, maybe actually it's worth going, how long, much longer can I continue with this and keep try, go, okay, it'd be half an hour before I could get it. Maybe if I try for another half hour and see how I go. But I also got some really amazing techniques for managing the pain so that I didn't need that. And the first birth I did completely without pain relief, other than a local anesthetic when I got my stitches done at the end after I had a second degree tear. Other than that, no pain relief. And I was buzzing that I'd been able to do that, especially with my history. And I remember talking to my father-in-law and saying to him, hey, I've done this. I've done a birth without pain relief. And I was so proud of myself. And he was like, wow, yeah, I care that you did that. That's great. But, you know, it's not like you could do it for like dental surgery. And I was like, interesting. Soon after that, I actually had a traumatic situation with a dentist where, because of other medical trauma I have, they did things without telling me. And it was really hard. And after that, I wasn't keen on doing, and part of that also was an injection that I didn't really want to have, and for the pain, and that led to like losing milk supply and stuff. And I was like, okay, so I needed to do another filling, and I was like, right, I'm gonna do a filling. My father-in-law said, I'm gonna give it a go. I'm gonna do a filling without pain relief. So because we're anxiety specialists, we have the tools to be able to do that sort of thing. And I know Michael has done it before. So I did the filling with using the technique, and I got through it. And I was like, oh my gosh! I believe I experienced less discomfort and pain than when I was getting injections to numb it. And I was just shocked that the skills you gain from working through anxiety can have this sort of superpower effect. The dentists are generally shocked. I actually did one just the other day. And I said to him, you know, he was just about to do the injection. I'm like, wait, because it was a new dentist. And I was like, wait, I want to do it without. Can we try doing it without? You know, if I can't manage it, then we can do it. But can I just try without it? He's like, oh, okay. And then I was doing it. And he's like, wow, you're so still. You're not moving at all. This is going so fast. He was just flabbergasted at what can be achieved with the skills. And I felt really proud. But I think there was levels to it. Like, interestingly for me, it was the first level was, can I get through a birth without pain relief? And then it was, can I do a filling without that? And I've done three fillings without any form of pain relief. And the next one was, can I do stitches without any form of pain relief? And so for my second birth, when it got to the end and they were going to do some stitches, I was like, I don't want any pain relief, thanks. Because again, that had impacted on my feeding and stuff early on. Like, that it just, I react really strongly to medications. And so I've realized that it's just not, often not worth it for me to take medications. And often with the side effects and sometimes the perceived benefit from some medications is just not worth the complications and the risks and all the other things that come along with it. So I prefer to do things the anxiety specialist way. And so I did that with the stitches after my birth with Girl Thunder. And it was so funny because the midwife turned to the student midwife who was with her and she said, this is not normal. this is not what you usually see. And that was kind of a running thing with my birth. So this isn't normal. This isn't how people usually do it. Just so you are aware, especially someone who's new to it, that was like trying to set expectations, is this is exceptional. And yeah, I did it without any pain relief, did stitches. And there was one stitch which was more uncomfortable than the other ones. But other than that, I got through it. And I was so proud of myself. Like, it's interesting when you do these sort of superpower anxiety skills, there's a euphoria that comes afterwards when you're like, oh my gosh, I did that. I managed that. And that's one of the cool things about this. And like with my midwife, the whole where she said, this is not normal. That's the thing, actually, is people with anxiety, we're not normal. We really struggle with the anxiety and it gets really intense and it can get in the way of our ability to function and do things normally. But when we get the skills, so the incredible thing about when you do the work as people with anxiety, then we can actually transform that anxiety and eliminate the anxiety part, turn it into a superpower. And we're not supposed to be normal, we're supposed to be extraordinary. And when you do that, when you transform that anxiety into your superpower, then you get massive success in wealth, in relationships, and in our health. And that makes life really worthwhile. And to go from struggling to thriving is really exciting. And that's what I want for you if you're struggling with anxiety. And we can share how to do that. We're going to put a link in here if you want to learn more about how you can turn your anxiety into your superpower. Because that's what it's all about and that's what we help people do. So check that out. It'll be in the show notes. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. That's it for this week's episode. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. That's at Anxiety Specialists. And if you're interested to learn how you can live an anxiety-free life, you can get our epic Anxiety Reducer Guide absolutely free, so you can get started right away on getting your anxiety back down. Just grab the link in the show notes. Feel free to message us and let us know what you'd like to learn next. I am your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
And we're going to be back next week with more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.